This course was produced by Now You Know Media. Lectures are about 25 minutes in length and are designed to fit conveniently into your daily routine while commuting, exercising, or at home. We search the world for trusted expert presenters, record them in our studios, and deliver their knowledge to you whenever and wherever you desire. We invite you to visit our website, nowyouknowmedia.com, to explore our newest programs. Your presenter is Professor Eleanor Stump, Ph.D. Professor Eleanor Stump is the Robert J. Henley Professor of Philosophy at St. Louis University, where she has taught since 1992. She is an expert on the philosophy of religion, contemporary metaphysics, and medieval philosophy. Her books include her major study, Aquinas, published by Routledge in 2003, and her extensive treatment of the problem of evil, Wandering in Darkness, Narrative, and the Problem of Suffering, published by Oxford in 2010. She received a Ph.D. in Medieval Studies from Cornell University, an M.A. in Biblical Studies from Harvard University, and a B.A. in Classical Languages from Grinnell College. Professor Stump has given the Gifford Lectures at the University of Aberdeen in 2003, the Wild Lectures at the University of Oxford in 2006, and the Stewart Lectures at Princeton University in 2009. She has previously taught and held fellowships at Princeton, the University of Oxford, the Pontifical Gregorian University, the University of Notre Dame, Virginia Tech, Cornell University, and Oberlin College. She is past president of the Society of Christian Philosophers, the American Catholic Philosophical Association, and the American Philosophical Association Central Division, and she is a member of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences.
Lecture 1, The Basic Character of Thomistic Ethics. Welcome to this course on the thought of Thomas Aquinas. This course will cover the whole worldview of Thomas Aquinas. We'll look at his ethics, his metaphysics, his epistemology, and his philosophical theology, all in an introductory way that will let you see the world through his eyes as he appropriated and developed the great Catholic intellectual heritage of the preceding millennium and more. Thomas Aquinas was born in 1224 at Rocca Secca, near Naples, in Italy, the youngest son of a large Italian aristocratic family. He began his schooling in the great Benedictine Abbey at Monte Cassino, and then he was, still as a very young person, at the University of Naples. In 1244, he joined the Dominican Friars, a relatively new religious order devoted to study and preaching. And by doing so, he really antagonized his family. They had been counting on his becoming the abbot of Monte Cassino. But it wasn't possible for a man to be an abbot of a Benedictine monastery and still also be a Dominican friar. So when Aquinas joined the Dominicans, his family knew that they wouldn't get him as abbot of that famous Benedictine monastery. When the Dominicans ordered Aquinas to go to Paris for further study, his family had him abducted en route and brought home. And there he was kept a virtual prisoner for almost 2 years. In that time, he never wavered in his determination to join the Dominicans. So near the end of that time, his brothers hired a prostitute to try to seduce him. But, the story is told, Aquinas angrily chased her from his room with a burning branch that he took from the fire. And so he impressed his family with his steadfast determination, and in 1245 they allowed him to return to the Dominicans, who did send him to Paris, this time successfully. At the University of Paris, Aquinas first encountered Albert, whom we call Albert the Great. Albert quickly became his most influential teacher and eventually his friend and mentor. When Albert moved on to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?